Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine. We will not rest until it's done. I'm Andre Bennett, and here's what's happening. Police say a man smoking outside his home shot and killed a gunman on a bicycle in South Philly last night. KYW's Mike Doherty has more from police headquarters.
This happened just before 11:30 last night near 6th and Jackson in South Philly. Chief Inspector Scott Small says a 24-year-old man was smoking a cigarette near his porch when a man on a bike rolled up and said he was going to rob him.
And while stepping off of the bicycle, still with a gun in his hand, the victim of the robbery who was smoking was able to pull his own gun and then fire a shot, striking this perpetrator of the robbery one time in the head.
The 24-year-old man told police the would-be robber managed to fire at least one shot of his own after he was hit. That man was rushed to Jefferson Hospital, where he later died. Police have not released his identity.
Small says the man smoking did have a permit to carry. Police found two weapons on the scene, but so far only one spent shell casing. Investigators say they're combing through surveillance video to determine exactly what happened. Pennsylvania's Department of Human Services has denied a license application for a nonprofit called Clock Tower Schools to operate at the former Glen Mills School in Delaware County. KYW's Antoinette Lee has details.
A spokesperson at the Pennsylvania Department of Human Services says they can't discuss the case in detail because officials for Clock Tower Schools are appealing the denied application. However, they did say the application was denied this month because it failed to meet all requirements. And, quote, DHS has concerns over the organization's ability to safely operate a child residential program due to suitability of facilities and program structure, unquote.
Glen Mills Schools was shut down in February of 2019 after a Philadelphia Inquirer investigation exposed a history of physical and sexual abuse. All students were removed from the campus by April 2019, and DHS revoked all licenses that same month. Prior to a failed U.S. Senate vote to codify Roe v. Wade into federal law, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy announced where he stands when it comes to women's reproductive rights. KYW's Nina Baratti reports.
Governor Phil Murphy has proposed some new legislation and recommended new proposals he says were left out of the final version of the Freedom of Reproductive Choice Act that he signed into law in January.
The first part codifies into state law regulatory changes that expand New Jersey's pool of potential abortion providers. The second part mandates that insurance plans in New Jersey cover abortion with no cost sharing or out-of-pocket costs.
As for those proposals, Governor Murphy says he wants to see protection for both patients and medical providers who deal with abortion care when in New Jersey. That protection, he says, means that New Jersey won't cooperate with out-of-state investigations that look to punish anyone for providing any type of abortion care.
Governor Murphy also wants to establish a health access fund. That money would help get more healthcare providers training, security, and resources. There are three new residents at the Philadelphia Zoo, and as KYW's John McDevitt tells us, the public is invited to help name the big guys.
The Ankole Watusi cattle are native to East Africa. They are massive and can weigh up to 1,600 pounds. Their crescent or lyre-shaped horns can be 8 feet wide from tip to tip. The Philadelphia Zoo now has three male Ankole roaming around its African plains. One is white with brown speckles, another is dark brown, and the third is reddish brown. Danny Hogan is the director of mission integration at the Philadelphia Zoo. She says a naming contest is being held.
There are three cattle, so there are actually six names to choose from, two for each animal. They each have a choice between a name that represents their personality or a name that represents the color of their fur.
There's more information on the contest at philadelphiazoo.org/name. The winning names will be announced on Monday. The Mutter Museum is full of medical wonders, and one famous author thinks it's a great way to get kids interested in that field. KYW's Justin Udo has that story.
The Sandman, American Gods, and Good Omens are just a few of the notable works from Neil Gaiman. The British author usually focuses on adult subjects, but now he's helping a children's book take off.
We're just so incredibly grateful that did take the time to do this promotion.
Anna Doty wrote the children's book, The Mutter Museum, a junior guide's tour of America's coolest medical museum. She says Gaiman autographed 100 customized bookmarks that will be in the first 1,000 books they sell at their online and in-person store.
And what we're going to be doing is kind of doing a kind of Willy Wonka golden ticket sort of situation where everybody who buys a copy of the book will be guaranteed, until we run out of stock, a bookmark.
Proceeds from the book will help fund the museum. That's the All Local. I'm Andre Bennett. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.